Hello everyone, good night, good evening, for some of you, good morning, good afternoon, hello, how's everyone doing? This is Soul Essentials Healing Hour, where we talk about all things healing all the way down to the soul level. Just going to wait for some of you to join and see what it is you guys want to talk about tonight. How was everybody's Christmas? Christmas and the New Year's is coming. And then we'll be into 2022 already. Hello everybody. See if I can see the comments. Remember I told you they moved the comments? So I have to make sure I can still see them. Hi, Samar. Thanks for showing up. You're so dedicated. So I did go over some of my notes, Samar, about the chakras. I'm going to try to explain some of it for you guys. The chakras can get confusing. It's fairly simple, but it can get confusing. So we can talk about that, or we can talk about something else. Thank you. So how was everybody's Christmas? How was your Christmas? Good? I got a new tree from my husband. I don't know if you can see this tree. Can you see this crystal tree? It's pretty cool. It's got some amethyst on it and I'm not actually sure which stone this is. He told me, but I don't remember which one it is. So, hi, Karen. How are you doing? So, we were going to talk about the chakra system tonight. That was the one thing we were going to talk about. And the chakra system can get kind of a little crazy because there's so many different theories out there. There's so many different teachers. Teachers start giving the chakra, giving them different colors, and some of them give different meanings, and okay, when you're too nice and accepting, okay. And then also, a lot of teachers disagree on how many chakras there are. I may have heard all the way up to, like, there's one system out there that, and I think that there's probably many, that there's like 144 chakras, and there's 112 and 39 and 12 and 7, and so it's really going to be based off of what, you know, what system you want to work with. I think that you could take it even farther and, you know, there's a theory out there that each one of our joints has little chakras in it, and our hands have chakras in them. And so for what I was going to talk to you guys about, yeah, I know, 144. I know, it gets kind of crazy. So the main are the seven, and then I have expanded mine up to the 12 chakra system, and basically to coincide with like the 12 energy systems, like 12 layers of heaven type thing. Most people use seven. That's the most comfortable for people. So one of the things is when I'm too nice and accepting, I seem to lose friends over it. What's a good answer to this? You're losing friends over being too nice and accepting. So, okay. So regarding your question of being too nice and too accepting, you seem to lose friends over it. What's a good answer to this? Your Christmas was peaceful, Karen. That's nice. sometimes people don't like the nice person. They don't like the person that is nice and that is accepting. They actually create or need, they crave drama. And if you're not full of drama, then they move on to the next person who will create the drama. So then you have to ask yourself, you know, do I want this drama in my life? Do I want this person in my life? Because in order to have them in your life, you will have to have drama. You will have to have that chaos. So that's one thing to ask yourself. Is it because this person craves drama and they like that kind of chaos, that kind of up and down friendship? If you're losing friends over being too nice, I would probably, yeah, she keeps getting tattoos, yeah. Right. It would probably be more of that. That would be what I would say. The other thing is that sometimes, you know, people attract. So if you're nice and accepting and they're not nice and accepting, people energetically, we attract to the same energy. So your frequencies are not matching because they are still either not nice or they're not in that space on their spiritual path or on their evolvement. And so again, your frequencies aren't matching, so they would gravitate more towards people that won't be so nice. But what that does mean is that if you are like that, at some point you will start attracting people who are accepting and nice, because that's the energy you're putting out. So just keep that in mind while it feels discouraging. Keep that in mind. She can help the brother-in-law who's an addict and can't get his life balanced. You know, she can do that. The thing is about that, though, is at some point there usually has to be a boundary. And the thing about addiction is that the addict has to want to be sober. And if they don't want to be sober, it doesn't matter what you do for them. It doesn't matter how many times you pick them up, how many times you rescue them, give them money, buy them lunch. If they don't want to be sober, they will not be sober. Because it's extremely hard to get sober. Extremely hard to overcome the body, the cravings in the body, the addiction in the body. It's extremely hard. It's not just a why don't you just be sober. That's not a thing. You know, if it was that easy to just say, oh, just be sober, if it was just a choice and it was that simple of a choice, there would be no addiction in the world. People would just quit. It would not have a problem. So it's really difficult, but I can tell you from working in the field for as long as I have that if you want to be sober, it has to come from within, and you have to fight for it and you have to work for it. Nobody else can make you be sober. And the more that they pick you up and clean up your messes, actually, you know, that's what they made Al-Anon for, is for the people of loved ones to go so that they would quit enabling the addict. They would quit trying to bail the addict out, because ultimately it's the same theory that I've talked about with your kids, that if you don't allow your children to learn the lessons, they'll never learn, and they'll never learn that they can, right? So so only nice sometimes and moody, and she thinks she didn't, she always surrounded by so many people. That's more like the martyr and the victim mentality, poor me. I don't have any friends, pay attention to me. That's basically what she's saying. So that's a person who's not fulfilled inside, who's not happy inside. And if they're not fulfilled and happy, they will never be. And they'll never get enough outside attention. You won't be able to give them enough attention because they're not fulfilled inside. So they will always need more and need more and need more, need more reassurance and more it's okay type thing. They will always need more of that. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't be nice and supportive. You should, because that's who you want to be. That's so I always have this theory that at the end of the day, we always go to bed with ourselves. Even if you have somebody next to you, you have a dog next to you, you have your cat, you have whatever, you still end up going to bed with yourself. And you know, how do you want to feel at the end of the night? So I'm not saying to not be a nice, supportive person, but to realize that those kinds of people, you will never fill up. You will never fulfill them. They're missing something and they're seeking it outside of them. Addiction is doing the same thing. They're seeking the cure outside of them from the addictive substance. Though they won't find it there, but they'll keep looking there. Right? So, and then there comes a point where you just draw the boundary and you say, you know what, I just don't want this in my life anymore. It's too toxic, it's too tiring, it's whatever it is. She stopped because, you're texting nice things to her, but she stopped responding. You can, if you want to continue the friendship, if you feel like the friendship is toxic or it's taxing or it's maybe not worth it or it's hard, you could stop. You could draw that boundary and say, you know what, I've done my part. I've supported you, and you know, you're obviously not into being supportive. You want somebody who's maybe not nice to you, or you just want drama. So you could draw that boundary and say, you know what, I want friends in my life that are going to give me what I give them and are not going to ignore me or abuse me or neglect me or treat me bad. So it's up to you. You know, if it was like a non-responding family member that was close, I probably would keep doing it, but that's more like if it was one of my kids or something. But if it's just a friend and the relationship's difficult, I may stop and say, okay. But you have to know that with yourself. You have to know that you're a good person, that you have done your part, and if they're not responding, you've done your part. To keep doing it is basically saying to them, you can treat me any way you want, and I won't do anything about it, right? So that is part of the chakra system too, that we can add in. So you asked a question about you can't balance other people's chakras. The only people that you have permission to do that with is children, your children. And it's only children when they're younger, that because you're the parent, they know that you're the parent, like they signed up for you to be the parent, and you know that soul contract is there, and they're young. You as the parent have permission to go in and do like energy healing or clear up the chakras. But once they become like an adult of age, you really kind of still don't have, I want to think of the word that I want to use, permission. So they say to ask for permission. You always want to ask for permission to clear up somebody else's chakras. Now, you can pray for them. That's free and open. And there are people that, you know, I've sent healing to. A lot of times, if I'm going to send healing to somebody, I'll let them know, I'm going to pray for you, or I'm going to send you some healing. And most people are like, yeah, please give it to me. So, but you can't actually clear up somebody else's chakras. When we do chakra balancing, or you do it, or you do a meditation with somebody, it actually creates changes within the body. So you really got to get permission for that. Let's see. Oh, they got COVID after you've seen them. Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, that just goes to show, the kind of person that you're dealing with, if they got that and then they didn't tell you. So I don't know if maybe they didn't tell you because they didn't know, or because maybe they were embarrassed that they got it. A lot of people are hiding whether they're getting that or not because they're afraid of all the contact tracing and everything. So, but, right. My daughters recently. A couple of my daughters recently got COVID, and they're fine. But we did tell people. But there is that whole contact tracing thing, so it makes it kind of scary for some people, and some people are just embarrassed, and I don't know, maybe they didn't want to let people know because of work and things like that. I mean, my girls have had it, they're over it, it's done. So, the chakra system is an energy system. It's one of many different energy systems within the body. It is, you can envision them as energy centers, energy circles. I know Lakshmi is in this group and she does a lot of work with the chakras and the mudras. Sometimes I will envision them almost like a cone shape, a backwards cone where it kind of goes like this. So, but they spin, right? So, and because we have chakras in the front and in the back, they're not just in the front. A lot of people think they're just in the front. They're not. They're in the front and in the back. And like I said, I tend to go more towards the 12 chakra system. And the first chakra that I actually work with is actually the 10th chakra. And it's the Earth Star chakra. And it's actually the 10th one. And it is about a foot below your feet. Okay? And the reason that I personally turn that one on first is because it's a grounding one. It is the one that, it's actually, it connects you to Mother Earth. And it helps you to draw up the energy from Mother Earth. But it is connected to, it's connected to the 8th chakra, the soul star chakra, which is above your head. Okay, so the one that I start with first is the earth star. And now there are different colors for this one. I've heard it be brown, I've heard it be silver, I've also heard it be black and white. So my suggestion is that you pick the color that feels best for you. So I've heard it to be black and white, I've heard it to be brown, and I've heard it to be silver. It's about a foot under your feet, and it is also spinning, and it connects you to Mother Earth. So I like to open that one first, and the affirmation or the phrase that I attach to that one is that I am grounded. That's the one that I like to say as I'm envisioning this one opening. That's the thing that I like to say, that I'm grounded. So from this chakra you can do the growing of the roots out of the feet. So when we grow roots, pretend that there's roots growing out of our feet. You can envision them as strings, you can envision them as kind of like tubes coming out and connecting to Mother Earth. So you want to go all the way down into the core of Earth, and you want to connect into. So what that does is it allows information, energy, to flow back up from Mother Earth to you. So now we really get grounded, we really get connected, we get anchored to Earth, where we are. We are on Earth, so we need to be connected to Earth, right? A lot of us like to be up in the clouds, and I like to be up in the clouds, but we really need to be grounded to Earth where we are. This is where we are, so we want to be connected here, right? And the next one is the one that most people do know about, and we've talked about this one before. This is the root chakra, okay? That's the one that's at the base of the spine. It's actually between the perineum and the last three vertebrae. Again, it spins, so a lot of people spin chakras to the right. There are some that say that if you're male or female, you will spin them differently, but I spin them to the right to open them, right? We want to spin them to open them. So this chakra is about all things safety and survival. The root chakra is all things safety and survival, security, basic needs, eating, money, having a home, having clothes, having family. It's all things security. These are basic needs. It's actually one of the first ones to come online when you are deciding to come here, and when you're developing as a fetus. It's one of the first ones to come online, that basic survival instinct, right? Why is it red? You know, I'm not sure how that started. Like, why did they pick certain colors for certain ones? What I do know is that outside of a couple of the chakras, they're basically the same. Like, no matter where you go, what you look up, everybody will pick the same color. So I don't know if, you know, red is also because, like, even though blood inside of us is blue, when it comes out it's red, so that's like was seen as like a basic color. But I think, you know what, I don't know. I would have to look that up as, you know, why is it like in meditation somewhere along the lines, everybody seemed to get that color red or, you know, they get orange for the sacral chakra. Why? I'm not sure. Like, who was the first person to decide that it was, the chakra was red, and the other ones are their colors. So like that Earth Star chakra, like I was saying, is, you know, you'll get different people to pick different colors on them, which is fine. I just ask you to kind of go in to your meditation and pick the one that you feel matches with you the best, whichever one you're picking up on. Imagination is the key. It's the key to meditation. It's the key to visualizing. It's the key to manifesting. Red relates to self-awareness. It relates to security. It relates to, but it's also a color, you know, it's a more vibrant color, so it can also bring about anger. So it's interesting that they, and you know, people who don't have their basic needs met tend to be more angry. So it is also a grounding chakra, as well as the Earth Star one. It also is one that you want to ground, you want to heal, and you want to ground it. So for the root chakra, a lot of people who don't have their basic needs met, a lot of times, while they may act very angry, actually there was a lot of fear initially, because they were afraid they weren't going to eat, they were afraid they're going to be cold, they were afraid they can't pay the bills. A lot of fear related to the root chakra. So a lot of people that have, you know, a lot of anxieties or panics, it's a lot of times related to the root chakra. Right? It also helps for you to feel like you belong, and because it's a grounding one, so it also helps you. So the thing that I usually attach to the root chakra is I am safe. That's the mantra that I usually, the affirmation that I usually attach to it. It usually helps. And so you mentioned the color orange. That is the sacral chakra, right? And that is the chakra that is for creativity. There's a lot of creativity in that chakra. There's a lot of fun in that chakra. Pleasures in there. The sexual desires are in there. Emotional relationships is in that one. And that one also is like your zest, your excitement for life is in that sacral chakra. That is so below the belly button. Right, in that in-between space. And if you want to raise this one, then you want to do fun things. You also, you may want to like sing, you might want to dance, you might want to draw. Doing fun things. So for this one, I usually will say that, you know, I'm allowed to enjoy life. So there's a lot of enjoyment in this one. If this one is off, the person could be cold, they could manipulate, they could do like rejection, they could have dependency, they could have different kind of issues if this one is out, right? So, and it is in the, you know, sexual organ bladder area, so that would be another, some other issues. If I could quit yawning, I'd be okay. The funny thing about this chakra, too, is that somebody that, you know, just is kind of like, kind of like Eeyore, they're not really depressed, like, it's just kind of their personality, it would be this chakra that would be out, that you would want to work on. So the solar plexus chakra is the one that's above the belly button, and to me this one is really important because it deals with your self-esteem, it deals with your willpower, your confidence, sense of self, and this one is super. Yeah, it means I'm super interested in the subject. It's just been a really long day. So, I had to go see a new chiropractor today, and believe it or not, the assessment was like, it was like 3 hours. It was crazy. And let me get some more liquids in here and see if that'll help wake me up. All right, so the solar plexus to me is very important. You can have like lack of energy, you can be tired, you could have depression if this one is out, digestive issues. But this is the one that is for boundaries. If you are having a hard time with boundaries, setting boundaries, keeping boundaries, it's also linked to the throat chakra. So it could be saying no. It has a lot to do with your ability to manifest, to bring things into your life, because it has to do with what you think of yourself, has to do with your self-confidence. It also has to do with being able, to control your thoughts and your emotions. A lot of us start to feel that anxiety somewhere around that solar plexus area. Now it goes up into the chest, but it can start down here in that stomach area. Yeah, my chiropractor just up and retired a couple weeks ago. I've been seeing him for 20 years. and he just retired, sold his business, and so I had to go get a new chiropractor, and the assessment took a really long time today. So I did that and had to get an oil change and a bunch of stuff. So on top of, you know, working and all of that, so it was a little crazy. This chakra, the solar plexus, is also one that if it's out, again, you can have fear. And so this one is the one that if I want to accomplish a goal, and I really need like a lot of like strength, this is the one that I will work on. Yeah. All right, so the heart chakra, this is the super important one, right? It's the center, it's the middle, it's the bridge between the lower and the upper. So the lower chakras are the physical body. The heart chakra is the center, it's the bridge. All your information energetically through your energetic bodies, your etheric body, your mental, emotional, spiritual bodies, your energy bodies, your layers, comes in and goes to the heart and then goes up to the brain. So people think that information comes in to the brain. It comes in through the heart, actually, and gets sent up to the brain. Okay, so this chakra is super, super important. If you want to find peace and happiness, this is the chakra you find it in. This is where you find it. Okay, this is where we give love, we receive love, where we allow ourselves to give and receive love, to be loved, to feel loved, to be nurtured, to be balanced, okay? This is also the integrating of the body and the mind, like I said. So if it's not aligned, a person can feel lonely, they can feel sad, they can feel depressed. They could, their relationships, they might be a little clingy because their heart chakra is out, because they feel sad or they feel lonely, so they'll cling to love. And they're all related, so all of these are not like separate. So it's not like, oh, I have the sacral chakra and then cut, that's it. The sacral is connected to all the other ones, so they're all connected. Because if I want to have fun, which is, and be creative and stuff, which is the sacral, right? It also needs to be in my heart. My heart needs to be light. My heart needs to have joy. It needs to want to experience and get going. So I told you I would have to take notes to make sure that I can follow what I'm saying. The throat chakra is, so the heart is green. The solar plexus, I didn't say, is yellow, but on the fifth dimension, the solar plexus chakra is like a gold, it's like a deep gold. The heart is green, and you can also add in some pink into the heart chakra. That also works. The throat is blue. It is just a very bright, deep blue. Now, I have done meditations where I've added other colors of blue in there. Light blue, sky blue, I've added different colors of blue, but it's a very deep, true blue is the color of the throat chakra. And this one is this space of communication. It also is linked to the solar plexus because it's about self-esteem. It's about being able to speak up, to speak your truth. And it also plays a role in manifesting, being able to bring to you what you need and what you want. Speaking up, so it also has a role with, like with the other chakras, it has a role with boundaries. Being able to say no. Being able to, you know, integrate all of what these other chakras and other things in your life, all of this, so it integrates all of it and lets you express it. So they always play an important role, right? So the thing that I will say with this one is that I am free to express myself, okay? Now, this Solar plexus, I think that I didn't tell you the mantra, did I? I don't think I did. So with the solar plexus, what I usually say is that I am enough, or I will say I have the right to be here. Okay? With the heart chakra, I didn't give you that one either, so I'm kind of going back, is I am worthy of love. That is the heart chakra one. And in all of these chakras, if you're in even the ones that we're going to go up into, basically if they're not fully opened or if you these areas of your life are not healed, it's usually because you've been hurt in some way and you have some fear and you're trying to protect yourself. Okay? So people whose throat chakra are out, they could not speak up. They could be the little quiet, shy mouse, or they could be the person who talks too much. They could be the person that, tells you too much about themselves and always wanting that like verbal attention, like look at me type thing. Okay? So this one is I am free to express myself. That's the one that will allow this to you to use this. So the sixth chakra is the third eye. That's the one everybody loves and everybody wants to open up. But really, and for a long time I worked on, yeah, it is situational. So really, essentially though, like either every day you should do some sort of cleansing or every other day. If you can't do that, then you definitely don't want to go longer than a week without doing some sort of chakra work. Because we have so many things that happen to us every day of our life. So many things that we experience, so much energy, so, little nuances we don't even recognize that these can, in a sense, get clogged up faster than you think. They can't, I mean, they can get clogged up, but they can't fully just be completely clogged up, right? Because energy moves, but it can definitely be slowed down or, barely moving. So you would want to do that as often as you possibly can. Even if it's, so we'll talk, I'll talk about that. Let me keep that in mind. So I'll talk about that at the end. So the sixth chakra is the one that's the third eye. So that's the one that, for a long time I wanted to open and work on opening, but you have to open all of them because they all go together. They all flow together. We have to be grounded. We have to have our heart open, right? All of these things have to be open. We all have to be balanced. So, but this is the one that most people want to be open because it's the one for your intuition, your psychic ability. It's the one that helps you get to the other side, talk to the other side. And it is, the one that also helps you with visualization, visualizing what you want to bring into your life, visualizing your dreams. So this one is also connected to the pineal gland, which is known for, the third eye, the psychic ability. And the thing that I say with this is that that I can see my truth, that I can see clearly, that my eyes are open. These are things that I'll say with this chakra, right? If it's not open, you'll have a hard time visualizing, you'll have a hard time connecting, getting your intuitions. You could have eye problems, headaches, things like that. You could also have, some issues with like religion or spirituality. You could be afraid of those things. Now the seventh chakra is the crown chakra, and that's the one that's on the top. So the third eye is usually, now, and this one has come across as different colors too. Usually they show this one as purple, but I've had some that show it as white. And the crown chakra is the kind of the same deal where I've seen a couple where they put it purple, but usually it's associated with white. And the crown chakra is the one that, now all of these have a petal, having petals to them, but the crown chakra is the one that I usually bring in the petal visualization. And it is a 1,000-petal lotus. It's a lot of petals, right? But that's the one that I actually see. So they all spin, but this one is, I actually see it like opening up almost like a cup. And I see the flower literally opening up and budding, right? It's because I'm opening up, and each petal is like an antenna to the other side. That's usually how I visualize it. Okay. So this one also goes to the pineal gland as well. So oh yeah. So looking through your third eye before you go to sleep. Yeah. Get you into the black hole and the light shining through. Right. Awesome. Yeah, that works. You can do that. So the crown chakra is the gateway. This is the opening to the physical body from the spiritual realm. So it opens the physical body and all the other chakras to the information from the spiritual realm, from source. It's the one that helps to bring it into the body, right? Confusion can happen if it's not open. Headaches again can happen. Migraines, mental illness can happen. If this one is not correct, it's not right. Oh, flying is so awesome. That is so, I cannot tell you how awesome that is. It is so much fun. And I can't even remember when that started. I mean, it's years and years and years. And it doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, it is so fun. And it's literally like I just lift up and I literally fly. I fly around my house, even the house that I'm in now. I just fly and I just kind of twirl, and it's so fun. And I'm not afraid, you know, and. But I always in those dreams where I'm flying, I'm always like, well, should I let people know I can do this now or not? And I just because I want to fly so bad and it's so fun and freeing, I just go ahead and do it anyways. Happens in every dream. I just go ahead and fly anyways. It's awesome. So now what I'm going to explain, and it gets a little more confusing up here, so I'm not sure how far I'm going to go, because we really need to get these seven nailed down, and then that Earth Star one, okay, which again is number 10. We really need to get these nailed down. But there is, so the eighth chakra is the causal. And it's considered as white, but it's almost ultraviolet and like see-through, almost. It's like translucent in a way. It's kind of looking at, reminds me of almost like looking like through a prism, where there's just multiple colors. And it's about, it can be like 6 inches, 6 to 8 inches. There's people that give it different heights. So some will say 4, some will say 6, some will say 12 inches above the head. But it is above the head. It's not on the crown, it's above the head. This is the beginning of being really, really connected to the other side, to the spiritual realm, to to source and really connecting that physical body and soul. It connects you to your higher self, where you can access different information, more information, okay? So the ninth chakra is the soul star. And that one is, again, we're starting to get into higher dimensions. And this is where we're going to get like karmic lessons, you're going to get Akashic records, you're going to get what your higher purpose is. We're really starting to move up in these layers, and the information is becoming higher, right? So they'll call this one the soul star, the seat of the soul, and it's also where the Christ abilities are. So when I say Christ, I don't mean Jesus. I mean Christ-like. So what Jesus came here to do was to teach us how to be Christ-like, and that's where these abilities lie. It also, each level, so the 6th, 7th, 8th, and up, each level, there's more abilities that you connect with from past lives, that your soul already has developed, and then you're able to bring those in and refine those and retune those. Okay, so this is what I mean by it kind of gets a little trickier. Now the funny thing is that if you look up the 11th chakra, they don't really mention it a whole lot. And they don't really name it. I don't know, maybe Lakshmi can tell me what they name it. So, but they kind of lump it in with the 12th chakra, which is the stellar gateway. The stellar gateway is gold. One thing about the 9th chakra, it's also the divine feminine. So it's usually magenta, and it's the divine feminine. And for all of these upper chakras is where I just start saying that I'm connected to source, that I'm close to source, I'm connected to source, I am light. And because that's really where we're going. We're in such the higher dimensions of that we're going there. So they link the 11th and the 12th, and the 12th is the stellar gateway. And this is where, how do I describe this? So this is like the portal that you come through to come here. This is like the portal that your soul comes through to get here. And it has your divine spark. It has your purpose for coming here. It's your reason for being here. Okay? Each one of these upper chakras will have like your soul blueprint and have more and more and more information on it, right? The 11th chakra is also like the angelic kind of chakra that connects you to that angelic spiritual realm. We're really connecting with people on the other side, or energies on the other side, right? And the stellar gateway, though, is like divine love. That the number 12 chakra is divine love. That's when you really have embraced unconditional love, such as Jesus did. He would have been considered connected to his 12th chakra. Okay? So let me know if you guys have any questions. I know, like, that was kind of a lot, and that's why I said, you know, give me some time to pull my notes, because it is a lot. So let me know what questions you have about any of those. So as far as clearing them out, you can try to remember all the colors, or you could just say them by, you know, their names, so they each have a name. Or you could just visualize where they are. there's no strict rules here. I mean, everybody likes to make rules, but really, if I just envision my root chakra and I just envision it without giving it a name, vision it spinning and opening, clearing out. So you want to clear out any garbage, anything that's attached to it. And as that's clearing out, you replace it with the red, this bright, vibrant red. So whenever you bring in a color, you want it to be vibrant, you want it to be bright, okay? So then when it comes to just a general cleaning, kind of like you're saying, 9, 10, 11, okay. So like a general cleaning, like you're saying, Smar, is if you like don't really know the chakras really well, and it's a lot to like remember them and get to know them, you could just simply run the white light through. So if you don't have time to sit down and go through every one, you could just run the white light through all the way up from that 12th chakra, the stellar gateway. That is the one that really connects you to the divine, to source, okay? That's the stellar gateway. That's number 12. And you could start there and start running the white light through. Now, the 11th chakra is what they, a lot of times it's considered the angelic chakra. And you can kind of just go in and ask yourself where you think that's at. And usually, you know, you'll kind of get a sense of where you feel like that's at for you. And that one connects you to that realm, that angelic spiritual realm, where you can communicate. So if you've got somebody who's an angel reader, that's where they're connecting. They're connecting with that chakra, that space. But it doesn't mean like if they're an angel reader that, you know, that chakra's fully open, because once you get up to these upper two, remember, you are really connected with source. You are really connected with the divine. And you are really practicing unconditional love, oneness, and you are really at peace. Okay? So the 10th chakra, remember, is under your feet. That is the earth star chakra. That's under your feet. And that one is the one that could have different colors. I've been, one of the teachers that I listen to says that that is black and white. And another one I listen to says that it is silver. But I've also heard it be brown. Okay, so that's the earth star is your number 10. The earth star works with the 8th chakra, the causal chakra. It works with that one. It also works with the soul star. So if you're going to open the 8th one, you have to open the earth star. Because they work together. They work in balance. So the earth star again is connecting you to Mother Earth, and the 8th, the causal, is connecting you to source. The 9th one is your soul star. That is the one that you really start to get up into the higher purpose. You get up into your soul blueprint, your Akashic record, your karma. It's called the seat of the soul. That one is magenta, usually described as. It's also part of the divine feminine. Okay. And then your 8th chakra is the causal, and it's white. It's kind of like iridescent, ultraviolet white. And it does start the connection to the other side. It does help to bring in your higher self. It is the start of, so it's like one step up from the 7th chakra, the crown chakra, which opens up to the other side, but this one is another layer of that. So as we go up from the 8th is the causal, Ninth is the soul star, right? As we go up, we go up in levels. We're going up in dimensions. The 11th is the angelic spiritual realm, and the 12th is the stellar gateway. Okay? Yeah, I think a lot of us know the seven, but what I did was I added in these higher ones because, you know, I wanted more information for when I'm doing readings on people so that the readings are more accurate, because my goal is always to make sure that the readings are super accurate and helpful. So if you don't have time to run through all of the chakras, which many of us don't, you could just send the white light down through all of them, all the way down through your feet, connecting to Mother Earth. Here I am yawning again. So, that is the 12 chakras. And there are, you know, specific sounds for each one of them. Like I said, Lakshmi, she knows like the mudras for them. There are specific sounds for each ones that you can use. There are specific like hand positions and all that. I think I have one post that I put on the group that shows the hand positions. There are a bunch of crystals that you can use with them if you wanted. So so I have like a cheat sheet here for these. The quartz goes for so these are only the seven. The quartz goes for the crown chakra. And then the amethyst, so the clear quartz, which is, would be this one. There we go. That would be your crown chakra, okay? And then the amethyst, it's this purple. That's going to be your third eye, right? So I have lots of amethyst. This one my daughter got me when she went to Salem. It has a crack in it. She brought it home. It had a crack in it, but she brought it home. This is another clear quartz. You can kind of see how it gets like these little like shapes inside of it. And then amazonite is, where's that one at? If I have it for you guys, I can show you. It's this one. It's kind of got like some red mixed into it. There we go. Okay. That's green. That one is for the heart chakra. Right? And now this one is not a finished, it's not a polished. I don't know if I'm going to get, this is Tiger's Eye. It's not a polished one though. So Tiger's Eye you usually will find very polished, but it has those ridges in it, right? You can see those lines. And that's for the solar plexus. Okay. Cetirizine is the sacral. And even though that chakra is said to be orange, the crystal for that one is yellow. And now this one is for the root chakra, which is red jasper. You see? Red jasper sometimes has white in it, different colors in it. So that's all the chakras, that's some crystals. Now that those crystals, it's not like that's the only crystal. Many of the chakras have different crystals that you can use. So, but those are the main, like the ones everybody kind of goes to for them. Chakra work is very important because everything is energy, right? We are energy, everything is energy. And as we go through our day, as we talk to people, as we're on the phone, we go to work, we go to the store, just driving down the road, we are picking up energy, and all of that goes into our system. So one of the things that clearing out your chakra does is it kind of helps you to restart. It helps you to rebalance. When I was going to school to be a massage therapist, one of the teachers there, she was a really phenomenal teacher. She had some issues with the owner, but I just really think, I always said that she just came into town just so that I could learn from her. And she left us as soon as we graduated. So she only came in and taught that one semester. She ended up having some problems with the owner, but she was kind of off. Like there was a couple days where she was kind of off, and you know, her and I just, we kind of became close, and I remember her looking at me and said, "It's okay. I'm gonna go home tonight, and I'm gonna reset my energy, and I'm gonna be good tomorrow." And she did. She went home and she reset her energy, and she came back the next day like a new person. That's what balancing the chakras is for. So the idea is that if you have illness or whatever, it's held in the chakras first before it hits the physical body. And I think that that theory, you know, works well for many people, and that it's true for many people. Some people, I think maybe what happens is maybe they might have caught it a little late, or there might be just be a lot of stuff in there, or there's a lot from many lifetimes. But it does help you to feel better. It does help you to reset, center, to rebalance. It does help you to heal. Whenever I'm not feeling well, I will, in a certain area, so if I've got a headache or a sinus headache, I will put on a meditation for that chakra. If I am having stomach, I will put on sacral and solar plexus meditations. So I use them myself. I use them every day. Almost in one way or another, in one chakra or another. I don't always do every one, but I do use them all the time. So, all right. So before I jump off, are there any other questions that you have? Now, I know that when I do these videos, I always put them on Anchor, which is my podcast. I think my podcast is on Spotify too, and I always put them on my YouTube channel. We have done some of these meditations. Those are on my YouTube channel, the Soul Essentials Healing. So if you guys ever wanted to go listen to them, and the reason I'm telling you that is because I have to have surgery. So, and it's a really long recovery. So, oh no, not mouth. Sorry. Lakshmi, no. Stomach. Did I say mouth? No. If I have a headache, or if I have stomach issues, sacral, solar plexus. You can add a little bit of a, it depends on where it is in the large intestine, small intestine, if you're going to add in the sacral, colon area. So, no, the mouth would be throat chakra, depending on where, how far it goes. But the stomach would be solar plexus, and then some of the sacral, depending on where it is. You have a question since you have. All right, Karen, thank you. Yeah. Lakshmi, you have to remind me. You have to You work with the chakras and you work with the mudras, so you would want to find out the location. And then whenever I have a physical issue that's not going away, now this issue is due to car accidents that I'm having. And I know what they say, that you bring everything to you. I just can't imagine that I did that, but you taken some aspirin and it was, oh yeah. So, you could look at the area, look at the chakra that it is. And it just kind of depends on where it's at and what's going on. Go back to the recording that we did, Lakshmi, and re-listen to that. Because I know when we did that, we did a lot of energy healing. And see. But yeah, so I have found that I have to have surgery and it's going to be a super long recovery, so I'm going to take the I know that's what they say, Samar, but I just can't imagine that I would want that. I just can't imagine that because I don't know. I know the rules. I know what they say. But it's caused me years of pain now, so I just can't imagine that that's what I would ask for. But I know the rules. I know how this works. So, but also there's a point too where we have to realize and we have to remember that we have a physical body, and we are here on Earth and we have a physical body. So, and there are times where things on our bodies have to get fixed. They have to, whatever energy source that, whether that's, healing energy, or sometimes it's medicine, sometimes it's surgery, sometimes it's physical therapy, energy. There's different things that happen. So, but yeah, Lakshmi, go back and listen to that. Put it on while you're sleeping. Because I did a whole lot of energy work on that one. Think you can do a non-video podcast while you're recovering too. Yeah. Yeah, it's the surgery's in a couple weeks, so I'm going to take a couple weeks to kind of prepare because I'm going to be down for quite a while. But I'm going to use that time to I'm going to try to refocus myself. I've got some books next to me that I'm going to be studying. So I'm going to use that time to just maybe read some books that I haven't read and take some time to heal. But what I was telling you guys is that on the YouTube channel, so after, usually what happens is once I get it up to the YouTube channel, I repost it in the group. And the link that I repost it to is my YouTube channel. So I know we've done some meditations in this group. So you guys can go back and listen to those if you want to use those as, for chakra clearings, because I know we've done a few of those. Okay. So I will let you guys know what's going on, and I will let you know when I have the surgery, and I'll let you know when I'll be able to come back. But I truly, truly appreciate you. Yes, I will do that. So everybody have a great night. Thank you so much for being here. And I will talk to you guys soon. I'll let you know. Thank you.